Today on episode number 337 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we have a last five and five. We're going to talk about cleaning up noisy files, how podcasting is for everybody, and if you're not sure, I got 20 plus reasons why you should be podcasting in 2013, and if you're tired of being under everybody's thumb, you are in control. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach. Little Egg McMahon for you there. Your personal podcast coach. Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. Got to tell you, I am overstimulated right now because I'm doing this live. In fact, let me play with this a little bit. We could do fun things like this. Where's David Lee Roth at? I'm using a free tool. Oh, can I not do that while it's playing? I'm using a tool called Jingle Palette. It's free. You can find it at Jingle. See, now we're going to sit through this again. This is why I don't like doing this live. Here's a little David Lee Roth. And some Ted Nugent. Okay, so you can do all that fun stuff. And if you'd like to contact me, I'm out at schoolofpodcasting.com. That's where you can find all of our contact information. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment. You can use your microphone, all that fun-filled stuff. If you're new to the program, when I'm not playing with, you know, David Lee Roth, then I'm helping you overcome the podcasting pitfalls. While we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to promotion. Did I say promoting already? See, this is why I don't do this live. Planning, promoting, producing, monetizing, all points in between. Because, you know, if you're looking to start a podcast, if you are looking to start a podcast, you know what?
Come on, you can do it.
I cannot play with these buttons all day. There's one place on the internet. It's schoolofpodcasting.com. It is the place to learn how to start a podcast. And I'm playing with this thing called Jingle Palette. And I kind of like it. What I don't like about it is, number one, it's free. So if you're looking for something to play a bunch of, you know, buttons, like I've got a, here's a quick promo for one of my other podcasts. If I click on this button.
Hi, this is Dave Jackson. And like a well-oiled machine, your body is the perfect engine. If you put the wrong food into it over a long period of time,
like Twinkies,
you're going to face significant consequences. I know because I have.
And I'm fat.
Are you like me? You're just too busy to exercise, just too much life in the way?
Yes.
Maybe you're thinking about buying that new latest diet pill that's supposed to erase, block, and dissolve fat and make you thin in just a few days.
Why not?
Now?
Hey!
Look, it's time to face facts. There is no pill that works in a healthy way with long-term benefits.
In a healthy way.
It's up to you. I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and I'm going to show you how. You can watch and listen to me on the Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. If I can do it, so can you. Live right, lose weight, live long. It's really that simple. Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. Come on, you can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, you can do it.
Yes, this should be the name of this episode. If only I had 25 pounds to lose. Oh, that's so depressing when I hear that. So you can hook up any kind of sound effects you want here. We could play the school bell, you know, that kind of stuff. And so today I have things like later we're going to be talking about last five and fives.
And now it's time for a
live. Yeah, that kind of. So you just press the button and off you go. So it's free. But here's the thing. People go, oh, this is great because I can just hit these buttons. And when I get when I get done recording, I've got my finished file and, you know, no post-production. There was a ton of pre-production, making sure all these volume levels are right and making sure this is right. And here's the other thing that I really, really had a problem with this is if you don't save, you make a list. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. You have 30 different buttons you can have. And if you don't click save my palette, actually I did click save my palette, but for whatever reason it got a headache and I lost all my settings, hence free software. Remember that. So not a huge fan of this so far, but if you're looking for something to play a bunch of sounds, it's free. You can, you know, I'm using it right now. Don't know I'll be using it in the future, but if today's show seems a little more out of control, that's why, because I'm kind of doing this live. So speaking of Last Five and Five, let's listen to the lovely Rachel, who you can find over at schoolofpodcasting.com, music radio creative. Rachel.
And now it's time for a Last Five and Five.
All right,
what were the last five podcasts you listened to?
Well, thank you, Rachel. Didn't mean to walk over you there. We're going to do two things at once here. We're going to talk about cleaning up noisy files, and we're going to get a Last Five and Five. And one of the things I talked about today at the beginning of the show, I said podcasting is for everybody. And I have been conversing via the live chat, via email, with my buddy William, who's from the UK. Right, crikey! And here's his original. Now, he used SpeakPipe, and I don't know if he was using whatever he was using. It wasn't very good. Now, I cannot bash the kid, because you're not going to find, I don't think, a more passionate sixth grader, now seventh grader, in Australia about podcasting. So this is, we're going to listen to a little bit of his file as it came in.
Hey Dave, it's William the sixth grader, well now seventh grader, but anyway, I thought I'd tune in and give you a last five and five.
Okay, so it sounds like he's got a, I don't know, monsoon in the background or something like that, and it's not really William's fault. I don't know what he's using for a microphone, and I'm very, very happy that he went out and clicked on the voicemail button, but I thought, hey, this will be a cool way to show how to clean these up. Now, I use Adobe Audition, but you could do the same thing in Audacity. And what you do is you highlight, in this case, I highlighted this, just that noise. And I said, hey, listen to that software. And then you go into the software and you say, okay, go in, find that noise and take it out. Now, this is one of those tools that a little goes a long way. And so I went in and originally said, just 100%, if you hear it, take it out. And William sounded like he was underwater. So I went back, and this is about probably about 50% noise reduction. And this is what it sounds like. Now, hear that? That's that kind of weird underwater kind of sound that happens when you remove it.
Hey, Dave, it's William the sixth grader. Well, now seventh grader. But anyway, I thought I'd tune in and give you a last five and five.
So this goes back to garbage in, garbage out. Again, I'm not bashing William. I have no idea what kind of microphone he's using, what was going on. But if you compare this to this... Okay.
Hey, Dave.
We're in better shape. So what I did then, so that's what noise reduction does. It can go on and you can say, hey, I have this hiss. Go in, listen to the hiss and go through and take it out. And you can kind of do a before and after. And because in some cases you can remove the noise and it actually ends up being more annoying than when the noise was there. So what I did is I reduced the noise and then I went in and I applied, this is all in software called a noise gate. Now, what a noise gate does, it says, look, if you're not at least this loud, I'm not going to let you even get to anybody's ears. I am blocking you from being heard. So what I did is I went in, and the good news is William has a strong voice. So when he was talking, it was loud. But when he wasn't, we had that, you know, this noise. So I went in and said, okay, anything that is below his voice, remove it. So you'll notice when he stops, we don't have any more. Okay, so let's listen to, and this is about as good as it's going to get. But if you again, remember, we started with this, and now we have this.
Hey Dave, it's William the sixth grader, well now seventh grader. But anyway, I thought I'd tune in and give you a last five and five. Number five, Mysterious Universe. It's a sci-fi podcast about aliens and paranormal stuff. Cloud mutilations or this weird stuff about going on the Earth. So, mysteries. I really like that. Number four, more podcast money. I just listened to that for the fun because I'm not a serious podcaster, but I still enjoyed lots.
By the way, William, I appreciate it, but like half of his last five and five is stuff that I do. So I really appreciate that, but you know, okay. Continue.
Number three, Weekly Web Tools. I learn a lot from Weekly Web Tools, and I enjoy it very much, Dave. Thank you so much for that podcast. Number two, WordPress Plugins A to Z. I learn about this that podcast from School of Podcasting, and I like it. I like all the great tips about WordPress, even though I don't have a website yet.
Yet. That's very, very cool. In fact, I believe he came on the chat one day and said that his parents were going to buy him, I believe, a microphone for Christmas. So Santa put a microphone, I believe it was the Audio-Technica 2100, in his stocking. And also, speaking of WordPress plugins A to Z, if you go over and listen to episode 99, you will hear yours truly hanging out with Marcus and John. It's a great podcast about WordPress, as you might imagine, plugins. William, you got a couple more for us.
Number one, School of Podcasting. Listening to your podcast gave me the idea to start a podcast, and I don't regret it at all. Thanks, Dave. I enjoyed lots, and keep up the great work.
Pip, pip, right. Thank you, sir. William, the now seventh grader from Australia. Awesome. And here's a kid that had nothing, like no money, which, you know, he's scrounging up because he has. I said, one of the things I said this year is you need to start a podcast. You need the passion of a 16-year-old looking to drive, because I have one of those. And oh, my God, is it annoying? All he talks about is driving and getting the keys and driving. He's just got that one track mind. And William has that. He wants to be a podcaster, even though he has no credit cards, even has nothing. So he's using free resources, which I told him, I said, hey, you know, not really the best way to go, but in your situation, here's some things you can do. And so he's ramping up his chops. I mean, I listened to that promo, you know, that whole thing.
Hi, this is Dave Jackson, and like a well-oiled...
And we'll listen to that. I'm like, wow, my microphone doesn't sound as good. I mean, that promo's from like 3 years ago. You know, you're going to get better as you do this. From a sixth grader, I emailed this person. I didn't get officially his okay to share his email, so I'm going to hide his name here. But check this out. He says, Dave, I am 60 years old. So we've gone from William, the sixth grader, which is what, 12? Something like that? Now seventh grader. Don't want to, you know, diss. He's seventh grade now, man. That's 13. He says, I'm 60 years old and I am in early retirement. I was in industrial design and photo and prototyping. I'm using the process of learning how to create a podcast as a way of reinventing myself and discovering who I am. David Lee, what do you say about that?
Woo! Woo!
Exactly. The process of learning how to create a podcast has been therapeutic for me. My podcast is a work in progress, and it's scripted science fiction. I also play a little classical guitar. How cool is that? And I'm working on creating my own background music. See, one of the things I love about podcasting, for me, why is Dave passionate about podcasting? Is because it is a creative thing. It is, for lack of a better phrase, art. And it's kind of geeky stuff, too. He says, I'll be purchasing a domain name as soon as possible. You can find that out at schoolofpodcasting.com/domain check if you want to see if a website address is available. He says, and I'll be obtaining a web host and I'll start exploring WordPress. He says, I'm very slow, but I am steady. Amen, brother. Slow and steady wins the race. Last time I heard, he says, I hope to release my first episode in March of 2013. And here's the beautiful thing. We're going to talk about this. You're in control. You are in control. So if you want to take 3 months to work on your podcast, get your chops down by all means. If you want to release it next week, you can. You are in control. And he says, Dave, I appreciate all your help and will keep you informed on my progress. And I will have some questions. He says, I'm just really glad to be a member of the SOP. Now, the beautiful thing is, William, when you're ready to go, since you don't have a website yet, contact me, email me, put quick start in the subject line. And what happens is I send you a link, you order the hosting, and we'll give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. And I'll go over and I'll install WordPress and I'll install all of the plugins for you. So that's what I mean when I say podcasting is for everybody. Doesn't matter if you're 13 or, you know, pushing, what do you say? I'm 60 years old. It doesn't matter. You can do this, right? Where's my little...
Come on, you can do it.
That's right. See, I'm not going to live with these buttons. And the other thing I don't like about doing live is I now have 12 seconds of music. So just get up and dance where you're at. Yeah, put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Or I could just fade it out, I guess. There we go. All right, so next up, one of the things I talked about is you are in control. And what I mean by this is I get this answer a lot. I'll be helping people get their podcast into iTunes. And then be like, okay, what's your description? What's your keywords? What's your kind of one sentence summary of your podcast? All these things that you need to put into iTunes. And so they come up with a list, they come up with their description, and the question always is this going to be cemented in stone? And it's not. You can change your iTunes description. I've changed my album art a couple times, things like that. And the even cooler thing is, is when you do a podcast, it may take a while to find your own voice. I've been working on a podcast with my wife called Healing Our Marriage. Let me play you a quick promo for that while we're here. Why are we doing this podcast?
Because our marriage sucks.
Okay. That's one way of putting it.
I won't give up on
It's a promo palooza.
Even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
I think my favorite line that you said was, we didn't start off hating each other. So we've recorded 4 episodes, of which we'll probably use 2. And this will be coming probably in January. We're kind of, again, trying to find our voice. Now, this happens for people that are just starting out. You may figure out later that, hey, you know what? It was really easy to talk about this. And, oh, you know what? Like for instance, we have, and this is what's really kind of cool about having a co-host. In fact, I advise if you have a co-host, have somebody who thinks differently than you do. And when it comes to my wife and I, oh, do we think different? And that's hence the Healing Our Marriage podcast. And what's great about this is she really wanted to just almost be self-therapy is her idea of this. Me being the teacher I am, I wanted to help other people with their marriage while I heal mine. And so you have this little kind of minor tension of the direction of the podcast. And you can kind of, for lack of a better phrase, pound that out as you go through and you record episodes. Now, what happens in some cases is you might do a few of these and just publish them and then later go, hey, you know what? I want to change direction. And here's the beautiful thing of this. You are in control. You are. You're in control. And so the podcast goddess was on our show a couple months ago. And I was listening to her show, and she's kind of rethinking some things. And she's, again, what is she doing? She found a different version of her passion because she's all about marketing your podcast. You can find her at podcastgoddess.com. And here's just a snippet of her show.
So really the tagline for the Worship Worthy Podcast Goddess in You comes from the heart. It still wasn't hitting me properly. It wasn't all of what I wanted to convey. And so as I went through and reconfigured my marketing message and thought about the conversations that I had been having, I realized that the conversations that I was really enjoying were with the purpose-driven podcasters. What do I mean by purpose-driven? I mean the podcasters who are podcasting on autism because they have autistic children, or podcasting on homeschooling because they homeschool and they're looking to increase the level of support for homeschoolers out there because they couldn't find it for themselves. So they're doing it. I was really loving the conversations with those deeply driven women. And I wanted to be doing more of that. So I changed the tagline on the website. It became Manifest, Market, and Monetize Your Purpose-Driven Podcast. And I felt so good about that. It was a real step towards a deeper truth for me and what I want to do.
So here you go. She started in one direction and said, hey, you know what? Here's what I found out. Once I stepped in the water, I really like this. And so she basically is throwing that out to her audience, getting their feedback and saying, here's where we're going to go. And that's another style of podcast. My friend Cliff Ravenscraft, if you find him at podcastanswerman.com, was explaining that his podcast, he's going to do a new one because a great way to get an audience is do a topic that's already popular. So in his case, he's going to do a podcast on the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit and that whole nine yards. And so you say, wow, is Cliff this giant, you know, Lord of the Rings geek person? No, he likes the books, he likes the movies, but he's not at the same level as the people that are really, really, really into those stories. So his podcast is going to be his journey. I interviewed Joanna Penn of the Creative Penn podcast, and she started off as somebody who wanted to write a book. She wanted to independently release it. And so what did she do? She interviewed all of these experts in her field and got her on the podcast. So that was one of the benefits of podcasting. We'll be talking about that in just a second. Many, many reasons why you should be starting a podcast. But in the end, she is now the expert, and her podcast was kind of her journey into becoming an expert in that field. So here again, you know, you can change your show. Another podcast that I listen to is Internet Business Mastery with my friend Jason Van Orden and who's his co-host? I want to say Sterling, but that's not his real name. Jeremy, I believe, is his name. And they, again, here's what they did. They got feedback from their audience. They actually put out a quick little survey, which you can do with things like surveymonkey.com, or there's actually, if you look for a WordPress plugin, it's just called, and they got real creative here. You ready for the name of the plugin? Surveys. You can actually do that. There's also polldaddy.com, all sorts of ways that you can get feedback from your audience. And they did this, and here's what they're saying now based on the feedback they received.
Based on all the feedback, We've put together a new schedule of how we're going to do our shows. And, you know, typically we put out a show about three times a month. So we usually have like 3 weeks in a row, and then there'll be a week off, and then 3 weeks in a row, and then there's a week off. But yeah, so, you know, based on what we were seeing there, we've decided that what we're going to do is one. So the first episode of the month is going to be kind of a beginner slash mindset. There's still a lot of people just starting out. You know, they haven't made their first money online. And you know, one thing that we've always been really big on is the mindset. We've always been big on helping those people who are taking those first steps.
You get the idea. So what are they doing? They're changing up some of their podcasts. They're changing some of the focus. They're going to have a new schedule. And what is this based on? Audience feedback. And the beautiful thing is, if you came from radio, if you think, hey, this is just like radio, this is nothing like radio because there's no program director, there's no FCC. This podcasting is the last stand of free speech in the US. And basically, I know in the UK, some other places worldwide, they have other types of rules. But here in the US, this is the last place because it's not in newspapers. It's not on TV. It's in podcasting. And if you want to get your message out, this is the place to do it. And I'm telling you,
come on, you can do it.
I'm telling you, it is true. So again, we heard today from Angela from the Podcast Goddess that, you know what, you can change this. And I said, you can change things in iTunes. As you go ahead, and once you get started and you go, oh, I want to change the description, you can. If you're Angela, the Podcast Goddess, and say, hey, you know what? I found these conversations I really liked more. You can go in that direction. You're in control. If you're Jason and you're the top business podcasting for 5 years and you decide you want to go in a new direction based on customer feedback, that's right. You can do that. You are in control. So if you're tired of being held down by the man... All right, then you can be a podcaster and be in complete control and enjoy true freedom of speech. It's time to dance again. You ready? Get up from your cubicle. Come on. Oh, yeah. All right. That's enough of that. That's why I don't do live podcasting. If you're new to the show, it's usually not this weird. For lack of a better phrase, this episode is just weird. Hope you had a good holiday, by the way. I had a great holiday. I got a giant popcorn maker. I love popcorn, hence the Logical Weight Loss podcast, and got a really fancy popcorn maker that's very, very cool. But right now, what I want to talk about is I run into people on my live chat, in my email, and they're like, I'm thinking of starting a podcast. Okay, that's good. If you can't answer the question, here are a couple of things to answer. Number one, why do you want to start a podcast? If you go, well, I think it would be kind of cool. Okay, that's not going to be enough. If you can't answer the why, you'll never make it through the how. So I get that sometimes. And then I still get people that want to do this for free. It's really, you're making your life very hard if you're going to try to do it for free. Because in the end, you can't. Your domain name is $10 a year. I wrote this blog post over at davidjackson.org. That's my blog. My website is schoolofpodcasting.com, but I do have a blog. And a lot of times I throw out ideas over there and throw it out on Twitter. At Learn to Podcast is my Twitter handle. And a lot of people say, this is a really cool list. So I went, all right, that's this week's episode. So 20 reasons why you should start podcasting in 2013. Number one, you will be seen as an expert. Now, I do a podcast. I played you the promo, the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. And sadly, I weigh exactly the same as I did probably 3 years ago when I started that podcast. I'm not losing any weight. With that in mind, and I say at the beginning of every show, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. I'm just a dude like you trying to lose weight in the basement. And people still ask me questions about weight loss. And I'm like medical questions. And I'm like, why? Because of my podcast, I'm seen as an expert. All right. You'll be seen as reliable when you produce on a regular basis. So whatever your schedule is, if you want to do weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, you know, daily is a little adventurous, but you will be seen as reliable when you meet your schedule. I once got an email from a listener. I do the Marketing Musician Podcast. And when I first put it out, man, I was just every Monday there was my podcast. And he said there were certain things that are absolutely, you know, always going to happen. One is death, taxes. And he says, and your podcast is always there on Mondays for me to listen to in the car. So you are seen as reliable. So you're seen as an expert and you're seen as reliable. Now, the other thing, number three, reason to start a podcast. How'd you like to have a loyal audience? Listen to this. Now, if you go out to the website again, schoolofpodcasting.com/337, we'll take you to the show notes of this. Scott Sigler is an author, and he put out his entire book as an audiobook, right? So you could hear the entire book read by him in the closet amongst the clothes. There are pictures of this, right? That's how he produced his audiobook. And his audience loved it. They loved his book. They had the whole thing. He finally put it out as a paper version, and he put it on Amazon. His loyal audience, who already had this product, went out and bought his book when it became available on Amazon, and it went to number two. Now, not number two in his category, not number two, no, number two on the charts. The only thing that beat him out was Harry Potter. That's pretty impressive. So here again, they already had the book. There was no reason to buy a paper version. It wasn't like he was going to autograph it. No, just because they were loyal, you had this relationship, you had given people, it's the law of reciprocity, right? Because I have done something nice for you, in this case, Scott Sigler, had given them a free audiobook. They were now going to do something nice for him. And that would be like reason number 22, the law of reciprocity. Another example of loyal audiences, I've talked about this in the past, Keith and the Girl at keithandthegirl.com. They're kind of a Howard Stern talk about pop culture kind of thing. They do a show 5 days a week. And originally, their loyal fans took to tattooing the podcast logo on their body. Now they've gone another level and people are branding, as in tss. Now, when I say branding, it's not like when you brand a cow and you just go and you stamp it. No, this is where, just like a tattoo, you're drawing the logo on, but you're drawing it with something that is burning it into your skin. So it's, quote, not as, can we do some air quotes with me, easy as branding it like a cow. It's more painful, and not one, not two, multiple people have had their logo branded into their skin. That, my friends, is a loyal audience. All right. The outdoorstation.co.uk is a podcast about the great outdoors. Their show gets more sales and they get more leads. In fact, they showed a boost of 20% in sales of products that were mentioned in their podcast. Now, if you go onto TV, if you go into radio, they call that broadcasting. I call podcasting narrowcasting, right? And they are just talking about outdoors, hiking, that kind of stuff. And they review products that people use that like to go hiking, camping, etc. So the people who listen to this podcast are into the outdoors. And so think about this. You're going to get more sales. You're going to get more leads. I once had a client call me and said, Dave, you never do cold calling, do you? He says, I feel like I already know you. And so, yeah, say goodbye to cold calling, because you can just point people to your website and say, here's me talking about in this case, podcasting, and you can hear, or depending on how you feel about me, not hear my expertise on the subject, right? So more sales, more leads, because it's a audio or video business card that you leave behind. I'm going to New Media Expo in a little over a week, and I'm going to be pointing people at schoolofpodcasting.com. It's like a business card. And hopefully I've created phenomenal content that will then draw them in. Let's say, wow, this guy seems to know his stuff. I like his style. He seems kind of fun. I think I'll hire him to help me with my podcast. How would you like not only a loyal audience, how would you like a bigger audience? Pat Flynn, who will be at New Media Expo. By the way, if you haven't bought your tickets yet, you can actually buy a virtual ticket. Just go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/NM as in Mary X. And that'll take you over there. He had a very, well, I shouldn't say had, he has a very successful blog. And he said his readership grew by 20%. Now, where did those people come from? His podcast. In fact, he says the best thing he ever did for his business was start a podcast. By the way, I was looking at Pat's site, which is smartpassiveincome.com. His worst month in 2012 was $47,000 for the month, not for the year, for the month. Now, that didn't happen overnight. Don't go crazy now. But his worst month after doing this for years, $47,000. If you go to the 5-minute mark in the show notes, I have a video with Pat and he talks about how his podcast helped grow his audience. Okay, so a more loyal audience, a bigger audience. You're also going to get a better understanding of your customer. If you've ever heard of the software called Evernote, you can get it on your phone, you can get it on your iPad, you can get it on whatever. And it's kind of this like post-it note thing. You can actually leave voice memos, all sorts of fun things. It's a great software. Well, they do a podcast about their software. Now, when I say they, it features their CEO of the company, their chief marketing guy, and their chief technical person. Their customers call in with questions about the software, but they also call in with stories of how they're using the software and how their software is benefiting them. Now, the beautiful thing of that, I call that a testimonial. So without even asking for them, they're getting testimonials, but they're also getting insights into, hey, I never thought somebody would use our software this way. Maybe we should add some more features so they could get more benefit by using it this way and that. I mean, how often do you get to send comments to the CEO of a company and know that he'll hear it? So they have a better understanding of their customer. I get better understanding all the time. I was chatting with somebody this morning and said, hey, I'm getting ready to press record. Do you have any requests that you'd like to hear? And I said, here's what I'm going to be talking about. And he says, no, that sounds great. But sometimes people go, hey, have you ever done a podcast about blank? So it's a great way to get feedback from your audience. I always say podcasting is a time-shifted conversation. All right? Number 7, you're going to reach a global audience. All right? Now, without getting all preachy on you, you know, Jesus Christ said to go tell the world, as in the globe, as in everybody, and you can't do that on the radio. You're only as strong as your signal, right? You can't do that on TV because not every channel is on every cable system. This is why many churches, many nonprofits are using podcasting because it reaches the world. I've told this story many times. I started podcasting and within 2 weeks, I got my first voicemail from Michael Van Laar of Germany. And it was just me in the basement next to the water cooler. And I'm getting voicemail from Germany. I literally about fell out of my chair. All right. Number 8, you can make some extra income. In some cases, you can make a living. And we're going to be talking about that in 2013. But I would never, ever recommend people get into podcasting for the money. Can I repeat that? Never get into podcasting for the money because it takes a while. You build that relationship with your audience, and then you can leverage that to, if you want to make money, to sell more products, sell more goods, services, etc. But that audience isn't there yet, and that relationship isn't there, and it's not going to happen overnight. Okay? Now, with that said, you can go out to my website and see where I basically do consulting Monday, Tuesday, a little bit on Thursday, and a little bit on Saturday. And I'm not doing too shabby. I don't want to brag, so if you want to see it, go out there. But there are some exceptions to the rule. There are people that are making a living podcasting. Now, some of them would argue, like two, are Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. You can find them at noagendashow.com. In a recent episode, check this out. They have a thing. They have a program where you can donate $1,000. Think about that. $1,000 and giving it to somebody else. When you do that to them, they say you are now a knight of the No Agenda Roundtable or a dame, right? This one guy has done it. Are you ready for this? He has donated $1,000. Can I get you to just think about that a second? Think about having $1,000. Think about the bills you could pay off. Think about whatever, $1,000. I don't know about you. To me, that's a chunk of change, right? One listener of their show has donated over $1,000 33 times. Over $1,000 33 times. Now, again, this is from developing a relationship with their audience. Adam actually took an RV out and did a tour to go out and meet their audience. It's not going to happen overnight. And they do a show that is phenomenal. Talk about things that you can't get other places. But when I heard that, I just, again, about fell out of my chair. And they choose to not, that's not through sponsorship. Their model is donations only. But you can earn extra money. There's all sorts of ways. If you want to find out ways to make money with your podcast, go over to morepodcastmoney.com and buy my book. It's on Amazon. It's a whole whopping $5, right? Now, you can also make friends. You can find like-minded people, right? Kevin Mulrine, I've had him on this show. He created a podcast devoted to the music of the 70s band Yes. Now, he wasn't sure if anybody else enjoyed this music. He networked with others via Twitter and via forums, and now he has a thriving community around his podcast. And when I bump into Kevin, I hear he's doing more and more things to further his passion and to build that community. But you will find people that you think, wow, I didn't think anybody else liked this, or I didn't know anybody else was into this. And Fred Castaneda, I'll talk about him in a second here. Fred is, he is a veteran of the Vietnam War. And when you see movies like Platoon and guys that are on the front line, that was Fred. And there are only, the only people to understand what that was like are people that were there. And so number 10 is you can become the media. And Fred does a number of podcasts, Struggling Entrepreneur. But another one he does is CIB Austin, which is Combat Infantrymen's Association. And so here's a podcast that, again, is kind of niche. Are there anybody else that are like me? And so his is for just the Austin, Texas. So you can go hyper niche here. It's not just people that have the CIB, which is the Combat Infantrymen's badge. It's people that have that in Austin, Texas, right? So here again, you can make friends. Now, the other thing, number 10, is Fred. We've had him on the show a couple weeks ago, played a clip on how he was able to say, look, I'm the media because I have a podcast. And he was able to interview experts in the field that he was in, and for lack of a better phrase, celebrities in his field. And why was he able to do that? Because he had a podcast. So you can make friends and you can basically become the media. Number 11, there is no spam in podcasting. The only reason you are listening to my voice right now is somewhere, some way you clicked play. That rhymes. Somehow, some way you clicked play. That's it. If you don't want to listen to me, you can hit stop. If you don't want any more episodes of me, you can unsubscribe in about two clicks. There is no spam. Now, email, people can find your email address and just start sending you stuff. And you can say, please quit sending me stuff. But, you know, they don't. With podcasting, even in podcast listenership, you are in control. All right. Here's the beautiful thing. And I believe this is going to blow up in 2013. And that is, podcast consumption is getting easier. God bless the Android And God bless Apple for making all these applications. We don't have to, you can have an iPod, nothing wrong with iPods, but iPods, you have to basically go back to your computer and sync with iTunes. We've cut the iTunes cord. God bless companies like Stitcher. They've eliminated downloading podcasts. So things are getting easier to do that. Remember that Libsyn reported 1.64 billion podcast downloads to over 50 million people. And that was in 2011. And that's just Libsyn. That's not counting people like Blog Talk Radio and Blueberry and things like that. That is a B, that is billion, folks. And I mean, there's Bluetooth technology. There's auxiliary inputs now are almost automatically built into cars. So consuming podcasts is getting easier and that audience is growing. Here's another reason why you should start podcasting in 2013. Radio is horrible. I mean, it's awful. The other day I actually listened to the radio. I could do an hour just on this topic on just how bad it was. And I've made note, I downloaded the quote, first hour of the top afternoon drive time guy here in Cleveland, Mike Trevisano. I downloaded his first hour and noticed that 38% of it were commercials. Radio is horrible in the United States of America. I know in Canada, they have a little more indie stuff going on. In America, it's horrible. Another reason to start a podcast is time shifted. I mentioned this before. As I record this right now, it's Saturday, December 29th. You might be listening to this in May, but you're still hearing it. With radio, you got to be right there at 5:15 to hear my spot. And if not, you blew it. You can't hear it. Same thing with advertising. People that advertise on a podcast, you can put an advertising in this podcast. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/mint, right? It's a free website that will help you manage your money. Okay. Well, if you go to that a year from now, that's still there. That advertisement is still there. It's not like radio. It's time shifted. Now, another thing, everything is going digital. I recently had a discussion. I mentioned this a couple episodes back with a magazine editor who told me that sales of printed magazines on the newsstand are down 200% while consumption of digital content is up 300%. So if you're a newsletter person, hey, people can just print out my newsletter and take it with them. No, paper, you know, it's a good day to be a tree is what I'm saying. Everybody's used to getting things digital. Number 16, audio podcasts allow people to multitask. Now, I have nothing against video podcasts. They take a little more time. I kind of jokingly say I have a voice or I have a face for radio. And I'll probably be doing some video stuff. I do some stuff on YouTube. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube. Speaking of that, for those of you who have seen my videos, if you see me at New Media Expo, I quit dyeing my hair. I started turning gray when I was 18. To make a very long story short, by my late 20s, I decided to start dyeing my hair. And I have been for many, many years, and I just got tired of it. So when you see me, I'm going to look old. But one of the benefits of an audio podcast is people can multitask. You might be listening to this on a treadmill. You might be listening to it in the car. You might be walking the dog. You might be shoveling snow if you're in Cleveland. I can't really shovel snow and watch a podcast. I can't really watch a podcast and drive. I can if I want to get in a wreck. But audio podcasts allow people to multitask. And the great thing about that with audio podcasting is you are literally in somebody's ears. How can you not establish a relationship with that? Okay. And speaking of that, podcasting is intimate. That's number 17. While, you know, you can go to a conference and you can hear a presentation. When a person's voice comes through your computer, through your phone, through your tablet, it's like I'm talking to you. Because right now, I'm sitting here waving my arms in my room. I'm staring at the wall. But in my mind, I'm picturing you. I am. So podcasting is intimate. It's also inexpensive to start up. And you're like, well, I don't know about that. Now, you can spend, if you want to spend $1,500 on podcasting equipment, please come see me. I can sell you some. But you do not need to. You don't. In fact, with a $40 microphone, a $65 mixer, $50 on some graphics, $7 on some web hosting, and $20 on some media hosting, by the way, you can get a free month at Libsyn, Libsyn.com. That's who this podcast is using for their media hosting. You can get a free month by using the coupon code SOP free, all one word, SOP free. You can spend $80 on a customizable WordPress theme, so you don't have to hire somebody to do it. You can do it yourself. $20 on a pop filter. And you know, you basically spend about $250 to have a great sounding podcast. Now, on contrary, if I'm trying to get my message out, I could spend $830 on a quarter page of a magazine that most people will just flip through because they flip through. Okay, whatever. Flip, flip, flip. Again, number one, people aren't reading anything anymore in paper. And when they see ads in a paper, they just flip, flip, flip. And there goes your $830. You might as well light it on fire. And guess what? That's for that one issue. It's not evergreen. It's not there. $830. I about fell out of my chair. I'm like, well, I'm definitely not going to be doing any kind of advertising in magazines in 2013. I'd rather, and here's the beautiful thing. The $40 microphone, the $65 mixer, that's a one-time fee. The $20 on a pop filter, you buy your equipment for basically the price of an Xbox. And for the rest of it, it's $20, $22. Maybe $15 for your media hosting, $7 for your website, and then $10 a year for your domain name. It's inexpensive if you're trying to get the word out compared to other, you know, venues, radio, TV, billboards, magazines, things like that. Here's another one that I was like, wow, you can be a big fish in a small pond. Now, I did some research on this. You can add, you know, you say, well, I'm more of a writer. I'm just going to be a blogger. Depending on what you look at, I saw articles that said there are anywhere from 70 million WordPress blogs and 39 Tumblr blogs. Wikipedia said there are 156 million blogs. Now, other estimates say that when it comes to how many podcasts are out there, they're saying hundreds of thousands, not millions, hundreds of thousands. So you can join the almost, 156 million blogs on the website, or you can come into the podcast area where many people that start podcasting quit before they get to episode 7. So don't worry that there's already, you know, 9 podcasts about your topic. Go in and look. I'm going to guarantee you out of 9, I'm going to say 4. Minimum 4 have probably died, right? So do you want to try to elbow your way into a crowded market of 156 million blogs? Or why not drive traffic to your website with a podcast? Lastly, your audience awaits. I got this info from Cliff Ravenscraft, a buddy of mine. He said 37 million people have gym memberships. That's pretty cool. Because I was at the gym today. You know what I was doing? I was listening to podcasts. You know what? I looked in my gym this morning. Everybody in there, and I mean everybody in there, and I take that back, the one girl in pink, almost everybody in there had earbuds in. They were listening to something. Why shouldn't they be listening to you? Now, CNET reported that Apple is going to end up selling 1 billion iOS devices by 2015. And already 410 million of these devices have been sold. So 410 million. CNET also reported that 500 million Android devices have already been activated. And actually right now, Android devices are outselling Apple stuff, but that's 910 million devices. Now, you don't need a smartphone. You don't need an iPod. You can just listen on your computer. But the great thing is, now that everybody's moving into smartphones, again, it's easier to consume podcasts. There are also, here's a stat I got from Cliff. There are 97 million people who drive alone every day to work. And so with more people owning smartphones, podcast consumption is going to be going up. So your audience is waiting for you. They need something to listen to on the way to work. The U.S. podcasting audience, it's ballooning. An eMarketer report, it's a kind of a famous website, they do all these reports, said it's going to continue growing through 2013. And it says, by then, there will be 37.6 million people who download podcasts monthly, more than double the 2008 figure of 17.4. So we've doubled in 4 years. As a percentage of internet users, podcast downloaders are expected to grow from 9% in 2008 to 17% in 2013. Now, the beautiful thing, you kind of look at that and go, wow, only 17%? Yeah, and guess what? If you get in 2013 and keep going in 2014 and 15 and 16, now you've been doing it 3 years, now you've really got that relationship going with your audience, and things are just going to be going exponentially bigger and bigger and bigger. So I hope you've enjoyed me talking about why you should start a podcast. I try to get some interesting stats that maybe you hadn't heard, people I've known of, because I thought about this today. I'm like, well, what are people that already have a podcast going to do with that info? They've already got one. Well, I hope I didn't bore you. I hope you didn't see this as a giant commercial, but I am going to wrap this up with a call to action to say, look, we heard today where you can change things later. We heard today that it doesn't matter if you're in seventh grade or if you're in early retirement. Podcasting isn't for the young people. It's not for the old people. It's for everybody. And we heard where, you know what? You can get in 5-6 episodes, find your true voice, and change gears. There's nobody that's going to, you know, there's no penalty that goes, oh, I'm sorry, podcast goddess, you have a podcasting detention. You can't podcast for 6 weeks because you changed direction. I'm sorry, Jason Van Orden, author of the book Promoting Your Podcast. I think that's out of print now. You know, I know you've been the top business podcasting for 5 years, but hey, you're changing your format. I'm sorry. He changed his format this year. He doesn't have an intro music anymore. You're in control. So if you start off and you go, oh, I thought this was going to work, but then I grew a relationship, I got to know my customers better, I got to know my website visitors better, I got feedback from my audience, and they said, ooh, maybe I should do this. And when I did, they really reacted, and my audience grew. That's how it works. How many ideas do you think? There's the old story of Thomas Edison that did like, what, 997 billion trillion gazillion tries to make the light bulb. And they said, well, how does it feel to fail that often? And he goes, eh, none of those were failures. I learned something from every single one. And so there's no harm in starting a podcast if you've got that passion. If you're getting into it because you want to know your customers better, because you want to be seen as an expert, because you want to reach the world, and nothing is going to stop you from spreading your message and growing your leads and getting more customers and getting more traffic. Nothing is going to stop you, then by all means, start a podcast. I see people, the person I talked to this week, you know, when I said it, you can get by with Libsyn for $7 a month. If you're not going to podcast very long and you're not going to podcast very often, it was $7 a month for media hosting with stats. And they went, ugh, don't know, $7 a month. And I just went, you know what? You seem like a really nice, starving college student. Maybe podcasting isn't for you. Because the way he was going to do it was with a microphone built into a laptop, which means he's going to get lots of fan noises. He was looking at a free service that was going to hijack his RSS feed. That means years down the line, if he does like it and he wants to take it to a new level, he's not going to be able to without losing the original audience he built on the free service. And when you switch over, it's like, no, you're missing the point. You know, why not spend $15 a month and be able to grow with your audience? So that's what I'm here to help you with, to avoid the podcasting pitfalls, to get you going in the right direction, to give you recommendations on gears that allow you on gear that allows you to grow, that allows you to change directions down the road if you want to. And do it right the first time. Instead of, I had somebody that was super high ranked in iTunes, and she was using a system that had hijacked her RSS feed, and she had to switch, and she lost some listeners along the way. Now, she's still highly ranked in iTunes because we were able to switch things around and try to minimize the damage. But she just kept saying, I wish I had known this. I wish I had known this when I started. They were charging her $500, $500 a week to podcast. Her last bill for me was about $47. Come and see me, schoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I got to find my my recommendation on Jingle Palette. Not a huge fan. You know, that it. But I hope you had a great new year. And if you're looking to start a podcast, the website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor. Go tell somebody. All right? Thank you so much. God bless. See you next year. Under everybody's thumb, guess what? You are in control with podcasting. Hit it, ladies. Oh, where'd I put that button? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Where is it?